briefcase.
I want that on the university campus. I don't want everyone to do that because then it loses its flair.
Yeah. But you know what?
I want that guy.
If I'm picking a partner on a project, I'm going to pick the guy with a briefcase. 100%. I know he's got it on lock.
Yeah. Absolutely. For sure. So, okay. All right. I'm feeling good about you going into... Not yet. Not yet, but...
We still got time.
Hey, October is so distracting for you guys. Oh, my God. School.
It's so bad.
What school? Yeah, it's on now. All right, well, what do we got coming up?
We've got Nuclear Fallout by Sunday Club. That's exciting. She's in parties.
I like this band.
Sunflower Bean. I was just listening to them earlier.
They've got like an 8 to 10 year career here, and they had some pretty great music in the past. So I'm excited. I haven't heard this yet. So
yeah.
Mortal Primetime Deluxe is the album. Let's go. Mm-hmm. The deluxe version.
We've got Four Opal. We've got some Hatchy.
Let's go. Is that new?
Yeah. I believe so.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go. And I see eventually we're going to get to some Throwback Thursdays. Can I throw one in there too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're not going to say what they are, but we've got some throwbacks and they're going to the 70s.
Yeah.
We're going to the 1970s. So, okay.
Speaking of which, we are listening to the 1975.
I was
going to
say, I just paused for you to do that.
I know I say this all the time. Oh, this is my favorite band. The 1975 is actually my favorite band ever in the world. If you ever see my room, it's just 1975 posters.
We need photos of this for our next Instagram story.
I'm obsessed.
Okay. Here comes some more music. Indie Wake Up Call, CFRC. Good morning, everybody.
Exposing the sin into the fear. sorry, just figuring out how to
You're doing
use
a good job. You're doing a good job.
Soundboard.
Well, I realize I don't. You're not as comfortable on the soundboard, so we just switched places.
Oh, yeah.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. There's just a lot of buttons.
But you don't need to worry about so many of them.
That's true. That's true.
And do I screw up on the Indie Wake-Up Call all the time? Yes! Yes, listeners know they can write in about many things. Many things. But we're live here in Carruthers Hall, CFRC Indie Wake-Up Call. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Sponsored by Black Dog Hospitality. That's Atomica, Diane's, Harper's, and Black Dog Tavern. Thank you so much, music lovers down there.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so good. And I was just, if you look on the Indie Wake-Up Call story, I loaded up a bunch of shows coming up, and I noticed Carnelian's last show is on November 20th.
Last show?
Ales and Amps, Volume 3. Carnelian, Clay Pigeon, and Jinx, that is a must attend.
Absolutely.
Listen.
When is that? November 20th? I'm there.
November 20th at Ale. I mean, and then look, coming up also, Coach Ayla. I'm on. So 2 weeks in a row, two Thursdays in a row, we've got some fire bands. Clay Pigeons is on the bill both times, mm-hmm. by the way. So yeah, we've got Amps and Ales, and we've got Coach Ayla. So Coach Ayla is going to be Blunt Force Llama, and Clay Pigeons, and Doghouse.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. There's lots of stuff going on. And I see July Talk just got announced for the Grand Theater.
February 27th.
That's the Kingston Canadian Film Festival, which I was just talking to you about.
Yes.
Slate Music Prize. All the bands are out there filming their music videos, and we get to go and have a good time with that. That's so far on. I also put Nice Song on there. They've got something new mm-hmm. happening. A lot of teasing going on. If you were listening on my birthday show, they came in and we just played records and had the best of times. And I'm very excited. Just the graphic alone from them is making me happy. So, yes, you might want to check out more on Indie Wake Up Call's Instagram. And I also, Tiny Horse just released all of their lyrics to Sweet and Sour Chicken just as an Instagram story.
Oh.
You're a Tiny Horse fan.
I am a Tiny Horse fan. Tiny Horse is my next door neighbors. And I love them very much. They're so good.
Aren't they wonderful? And I'm glad you know them that way, because obviously they've been on Indie Wake Up Call many times. We're really big fans of them. Their live session with us was, like, I'd say top three for me. It was really good. And so, yeah, is the drum kit upstairs?
Yeah, it is in their living room. I can see
you
can, it
but when you hear the drums.
It's my front door is next to their living room. Their drum set's right there, guitars, everything.
Harvey. Okay, so
amazing.
You got to go in and see what's going on, because they are posting more information about what they're up to. So, yeah, let's see what Tiny Horse is up to. I'm getting curious.
Yeah.
If they're in there practicing all the time, that means something's up. So you can be our person who's going to get all that.
Tiny Horse liaison.
Yes. And then also in our story, I put Jack from Rev Zed. He just is just going crazy on the drums.
Nice.
We love Jack. Look at him. He's crazy. I'm saying look at him, and we're on the radio. But anyway, mm-hmm. Also great Queens band going on. So, yeah, look at me here doing the music. We're going to do some throwbacks here.
Yeah.
I said I was going to throw something in, but no, I think I like your choices.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Like, I was gonna play a Foreigner song because they were just in town, but I was kind of against going because it's not the original lead singer, but mm-hmm. they had some really great instrumentals. Anyway, go listen to the Double Vision album. It's really good. But this is a band we played last week on our mm-hmm. Halloween show, and you wanted to play them, and I don't know this song, and I like
Wovoka,
this band.
Wovoka, Redbone, guys. Of course, everybody knows Come and Get Your Love. Come and get
everyone.
Your love.
Obviously.
Okay,
everyone.
Same band, Redbone. Same album, even, I think. But this song is called Wovoka, and it is one of my... I say everything. It's my favorite song, but this song is really, really, really good, guys.
You're welcome.
And after that, we have 10 Years After, the song Stoned Woman. That is one of my life anthems. I discovered this song when I was 16, and I was like, yeah, this is it.
See,
this
I know the I Love to Change the World. That's the song everybody knows from 10 Years After. I do not know this song. It's from Shush, the 2025 Deluxe Edition. So they're out there living their 2025 lives.
Absolutely. Guys, I'm so excited.
We went digging into the records, because we have a legendary album collection here at the radio station. We went digging, and there were 10 Years After records in there, mm-hmm. but not this
not
one in particular.
Album. I, however, have it on vinyl, so maybe I'll bring that in one day.
I think you need to bring in some vinyl.
Absolutely.
Do you have it here with you on campus?
I do. I couldn't bring my whole collection because I have several hundred records, but I brought a decent amount.
Okay. Let's talk about that, because that's always fun in here when we get the records going. All right. So Redbone, then we got 10 Years After, and we're going to play some Slash Need. They're playing this weekend at the Grad Club, and this is not at all sounding anything like the music of the previous two songs.
Yes.
So it's just going to jolt you like an earthquake, and I think that's all good. So yeah. All right, let's get going. Wovoka, Redbone.
In the moon of the fallen leaf, Wovoka appeared one day. He had come from the land of spirits with a message of prophecy. The flood will come and save you next spring when the good times come. True.
staring at this poster for the last few weeks in the station of a band, Slash Need. They're going to be at the Grad Club on Saturday night with Cacao. $20 advance tickets. And I was listening to this is what you're hearing. Listen to it with headphones. It's so good. And yeah, you might want to check that out. And Cacao, you can't lose. We love you, Ricky. So this is a great double bill. We've been telling you all sorts of shows you can go see this weekend. This one, yeah, after staring at this amazing poster for the last few weeks and hearing this music, endorsed for sure. All right, coming up, we got some Men I Trust, some Tops, Boyhood, who are also coming to town. We'll give you some details on that. And we'll see where we go from there. But yeah, a little bit more of Slash Need as we continue on the Indie Wake Up Call. CFRC. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Millie, okay. In the controls. You're doing it. You're doing
this
it.
This is so scary.
No, it's not. It's not. She's doing a great job, and we got there.
So, sorry. We need to hear some music, though. There we go.
Oh, so sorry.
Oh, I know. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're playing some Kong in the background from Glass Beams. Very. Do you like Krangbin? Do you know them? Oh, my God. Okay. That's another vinyl that I will bring in.
Okay.
But we're already scheming and planning a full takeover. You're going to do the whole show.
Yes.
You want to do that next week?
Yes.
Yeah, you can do it. You can. Like, I'll be in the shadows, but we're already making plans.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna bring on a special, never before heard host.
Wonderful. Okay, let's do that. And so, when you have the control of the 2 hours, are you gonna go to some of your favorite songs of all time? Or do you want to play new songs? Like, what's gonna happen here?
I mean, I think we'll do a little blend of both. I definitely liked your idea of doing like a 1975 theme. You know, like get in some of my top picks of all time.
Yeah. And you're always declaring your love for them here on the station.
Yeah.
So
we'll probably throw in some McGee, but I'd also, you know, there's a lot of new bands who have similar sounds, similar vibes. Throw them in, some local bands, you know, but stuff of that nature of the 1975 McGee-esque.
Maybe we'll try to bring a local band in to visit you too.
Yeah.
We won't say who. We have ideas.
We won't say who.
But I think we've had enough time here where we're without bands coming through, so we've got to do that. And I'm gonna punch in with Carnelian. You heard us talking about them. Their final show's coming up at the Ale House. I don't know how I feel about that, but people have to graduate and go on and move on. It's fine.
Unfortunately. It's
fine. And I think they're on year five, most of them.
Who
or not.
Want to leave Queens, though.
I know. What I loved a couple years ago, we had them down at Market Square playing a bunch of shows. Student bands were playing a bunch of shows, and they like fully wore their engineering jackets on stage. It was iconic. It was so good. Anyway, that's coming up, so we've got to get them in one more time. I don't know what else we're going to say, but we're just going to say it, and they'll be in. But so many great shows this weekend. We were just letting you know about them, and we just played some Boyhood, actually, in that last set, a song called Stroke It Off, the album My Dread. They're playing at the Broom Factory tonight. So there's another one. There's just another one for you. So
wow.
I know.
We got a lot of people.
Conduct yourselves accordingly.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. So, yeah, I'm very excited for you to take over the whole show.
It's going to be good, guys. Trust me.
Fully okay. Trust you.
I've
fully
never done
you.
This before in my life, but it's going to be good.
Yeah, but you know about doing it's, things.
I know some things,
you know,
guys.
Some things. All right,
and
it will
like,
be cool for your visiting host, too.
Yeah.
Like, you got to act like you, like, yeah, this is your...
Yeah.
Home.
This is my casa. This is the lion's den.
We're gonna do that. Okay. Also, the funding drive continues, and I want to remind everyone you can hit up CFRC.ca. You can get so many gifts if you give a donation. For example, just a $10 donation to CFRC, you get a sticker, a pin, a pen, and a song request on your favorite show, which is probably the Indie Wake Up Call.
Obviously the Indie Wake Up Call.
Plus two raffle tickets entered into our weekly draws featuring prizes from local businesses. I suggest you check out those prizes. They are significant. So it graduates up to all sorts of different prizes if you go up to $75, if you go up to $1,000. Hey, you never know, but we appreciate all of the people that support this station. It's a community.
Thank you. We've been going for 103 years.
103
Happy
years.
Happy birthday. See you.
103 years. Let's keep going. And my joke has always been like, I'm not 103. It's the station that's 103. I get the confusion. Anyway, this is new music from Daniel Avery. Hasn't put an album out since 2002. Electronic guy, but put a little bit of more rock in this with a lot of visitors on the album. The album's called Tremor, and I was just listening to it a lot this week. I'm going to end it all up with Weather Station, new music from them, an album called Airport and Only the Truth, and the track is called Airport, and then we're out of here. We've got a great morning still coming up, and watch for the live session coming up. Carnelian will be on at 11 a.m. I know. It's a thing. So anyway, we're out of here.
All right.
Next week, back. We'll be right back.
If you don't want me, say so now. It's not too late.